Today on the Victory Unlimited show, we're going to find out why some women act up on you before they bail out on you. Also, we're going to find out how to get a girl before the holiday season is over with. Let's go.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world.
Details you're about to receive will listen to this show's fans' purposes only. Listening to the Victory Unlimited show, you are entering into the ring, and the ring of
becoming the best man that you can be is a lifelong fight. So, welcome to the war, soldier.
Got a message from Julian. He's 42 and he's from Memphis, Tennessee, and the title of his email is, why do some women act up before they bail out? I repeat, why do some women act up before they bail out? And Julian writes, hey VU, great show man. A friend of mine emailed me the link to your website the day you posted up your very first episode. Oops. Whoa. Sorry, Victory. I meant to say I've been downloading your show since you dropped your very first knowledge bomb on your very first mission. Hell, I also got the battle plan after I heard the second show. Man, that military mindset that you put into men's self-improvement really gets me pumped. Controversial stuff. Life-changing stuff, but funny as hell sometimes too. Where do you come up with this stuff? After just checking out that first show, I can tell you this. I now look at Denzel Washington and Sidney Poitier in a whole new light. I never knew there was more than just one kind of confidence that a man could have. Again, how do you come up with this stuff? Anyway, enough about all that. What I wanted was to see if I could get your take on is something that actually happened to me before the holidays, way back in September. I was dating this girl. Well, actually, I was in a year-long relationship with this girl. It was hot for about close to 6 months or so, but it started to cool down after that. For almost 4 months, she started to show all those signs that you talk about in the battle plan. She started calling and texting me less often. She started acting distant. She started not being in the mood for sex. And even when we did have sex, it was starting to become more like wrapping cold fish than hot oil wrestling. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, eventually we broke up. She ended up dumping me for some reason or another. I don't remember exactly what reason she used for an excuse, but I do know that it was just a lame excuse. I'm actually glad she did it. Neither one of us wanted it anymore anyway. I've moved on since, and I'm sure she has too, so I'm not even hung up on even thinking about that anymore. But what I do think about from time to time is this. Right before she broke up with me, she started acting different. Yeah, she displayed all those signs you pointed out that showed that she wasn't into me anymore, but for a little while, right before she broke up with me, she started accusing me of all kinds of stuff. Cheating on her. Being verbally abusive to her. Trying to keep her from being with her friends. And so on and so on. Her list is too long for me to remember right now. But trust me, VU, I didn't do any of that. I was guilty of none of that. But she stayed mad as hell at me for about a month before she finally ended it. So my question is, what makes a woman who doesn't want you anymore so mad at you that she tries to pick fights with you right before she breaks up with you? I mean, what's the point? Okay, Julian, thanks for your email and thank you for your support, too. I'm glad you've been getting a lot out of the show and the battle plan. And as far as how I come up with this stuff, you know I can't tell you that. You know that some intel has got to remain classified for your own protection, don't you? Just keep reading and researching the battle plan and you'll know more about dating and relationships than 99% of the men out there. In other words, now that you've armed yourself, you've got the edge, soldier. Now, as far as what you brought up in your email about how your old girlfriend was acting, you're right. The usual way of the disinterested woman is to gradually withdraw both her feelings for you and her contact with you until she can ease herself out of the relationship. But understand that this is usually the tactic of a woman who's entertaining the advances of another guy or guys towards her. Women who do this go into their own version of what I like to call relationship recon mode. Now, a lot of you may be asking, what is relationship recon? This is when someone scouts out whether or not it's safe for them to leave one relationship and move on to another. It's when someone surveys the dating landscape in an effort to see if the grass really is greener on the other side, and to make sure that the grass in their own territory, the territory they're about to leave, really is as brown as they think it is. This is exactly what your old girlfriend did. She was putting out feelers. She was putting out feelers. She was launching signal flares. She was trying to see how real some other guy's interest in her really was, and measuring that by how interested she still was in you. A lot of women don't do the tandem jump from one guy until they are already hooked up emotionally with another guy. Having said that, to specifically answer the question, what makes a woman who doesn't want you anymore so mad at you that she tries to pick fights with you right before she breaks up with you? My intel reveals to me that they act up before they bail out for one of two reasons. Number one, as I've briefed you guys before on a previous broadcast, the other guy she's started to feel some passion for is giving her mixed signals, which causes her to give mixed signals to her current guy. Or number two, she actually already went so far as to have done the deed, slept with the other guy, and now she feels guilty. So she'll stop at nothing to transfer that guilt over to her innocent current boyfriend to make herself feel better. Now, I specifically warn guys that some women do this in an attempt to either get their current guy to dump them, which in effect frees them to get with the new guy totally guilt-free, or they do it to get their current guy so outraged that he'll go out and commit some relationship-killing act that'll give the woman an excuse to justify dumping him instead. Now, pay attention. Notice how both of those outcomes help those particular women accomplish their mission, which is get rid of the old guy and make room for the new guy. That's the answer to your question, Julian. So my advice to all you guys listening who didn't know this already, keep your eyes open and watch your sixes out there.
The Victory Unlimited show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.
And now, it's time for the shortest email we've received so far. It's from Reggie Ridge. He's 30. He's from Jersey City, New Jersey. And the title of his email is, how do I get a girl before the holiday season is over? I repeat, the title of his email is, How Do I Get a Girl Before the Holiday Season Is Over? And that's it. The title of his email is the same thing that he wrote in the body of the email. No more, no less. So let's get right into it then. You want to know about how to get hooked up before the holidays run out, huh? Well, let me use this opportunity to address a larger issue for Reggie Ridge and everybody else out there. Sometimes when you're a single man, the winter holiday season can be rough on you. Almost no other time of year tends to magnify what you don't have like the holidays do. At the end of the year, if you don't have a wife, a girlfriend, or even a date, and you actually want one, the fact that you don't have one can't help but cross your mind when you see all those couples out there together everywhere, laughing, shopping, and enjoying each other's company. But just because it's the end of the year doesn't mean that it can't be a start of a whole new mission for you, though. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's Day, whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate this season, one thing I want to remind you of is being single doesn't make you lame. Being single makes you lithe, limber, agile. Think about it. Because you're single, you've got the freedom to do whatever it is you want to do, as many times as you want to do it, and with as many people as you want to do it with. You can go on missions that married men and guys with girlfriends can't. In other words, soldiers, going solo rocks. As of this moment, you only have 2 or 3 weeks of the holiday season left. So, if you're going to successfully complete your mission to get a girl before it ends, you're going to have to get ready to make some bold moves. Now, a lot of lesser men will let being single right now stop them from taking advantage of the holiday season to meet more women in 1 month than they might have met all year. But that's not you, though, is it? Listen up. If you expect to meet a bum-level babe before the year ends by laying around the house, eating a big bag of potato chips while you watching It's a Wonderful Life for the 57th time, you are mistaken. While you're at home watching movies, all kinds of women are out and about looking for a man just like you. Now, you can sit around and let your chance to meet the kind of woman you've been looking for all year pass you by if you want to. Just by the law of averages, there's more single women out there than single men, so you should be capitalizing on that. But for those of you who want to ring in the new year with a brand new batch of female options, well, this show is for you. Let's use these last few weeks of the holiday season to get you a girl. Let's go on that mission to ring some bells and deck some halls. Meeting a woman right now can really work to your advantage because of all the built-in significance that meeting someone during the holidays tends to hold for a lot of people. Now, I say people, but you know I mean women, right? Let's be upfront about this. Women care a whole lot more about being able to tell a great story to their friends about how they met the love of their lives than men do. They would just love to be able to talk about how they met the man of their dreams, about how when they were at Macy's, they reached up onto the top shelf at the exact same moment that you did for the same hard-to-find Christmas tree ornament. They love to talk about how your eyes met and everybody else in the crowded department store just disappeared. They love to talk about how the atmosphere was so electric that both you and her knew that something special had just happened. Now again, a lot of women love to be able to tell stories just like that. But us? Well, come on. You know, we don't really care how we meet a woman as long as we like what we see when we meet the woman. Now, after that jumping off point, then everything else that happens next is what's important. So let's run down some quick and dirty strategies about how you can use the holidays to meet some women. Strategy number one, the internet community strategy. How this works is by using the internet as a way to do holiday party recon. Of course, recon, for all you civilians out there, stands for reconnaissance. How do you do this? How you do this is by using sites and services like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Meetup.com, your local news websites, and any other ones that you can think of where you can find out about what people are doing in your neck of the woods for the holidays. A lot of people post up last-minute information on parties and events that they're going to or that they've heard about. So use this resource to your advantage. This is a good way to meet up with other single people who are out there ready to mix and to mingle. Strategy number two, the programmer strategy. Now, if you think I'm advising you to become a software developer with this one, or if you think I'm talking about you going out and getting an IT degree, well, congratulations. You, sir, are very wrong. No, in fact, what I'm talking about is just the opposite, unless you're using the internet community strategy I just went over. What I'm saying to you with this strategy is this. Get off the internet. Step away from the computer and the laptop and step outside your door and start attending some programs. Programs can be any special events that you hear about. The easiest and probably the best way to do this is by paying your Family Guy tax. And when I say Family Guy tax, I'm not talking about Peter Griffin and Stewie and all the rest of those people. I'm not talking about the tax that you pay for buying a DVD collection of a cartoon series. No, no. What I'm talking about is overpaying your brother, father, uncle, son, or cousin tax. Volunteer to go to all the school plays, school holiday programs, community holiday programs, church programs, or whatever else that you hear about through your family and maybe even some of your friends. Yeah, all of those programs that you usually just make up an excuse not to go to or you just try to avoid, go ahead and attend them this year. They'll be glad that you did. And the likelihood that you'll meet some single women there also paying their family tax is really quite great. Strategy number three, the broadcast yourself strategy. Learn a lesson from YouTube and broadcast yourself. Now, I don't mean make a video begging for a date. No, I mean don't be afraid to just put it out there. Let everybody know that you're a single guy looking for some things to do to fill your social calendar this holiday season. Now, to eliminate the desperation factor entirely, do this during casual conversations. Let your friends know. Let your family know. Let your coworkers know. And even let some strangers know that you strike up some casual conversations with. Let them all know that you're looking for something to get into this holiday season. Let them know that you're looking for the place to be, the place where all the single women are. If you do this, they'll gladly tell you about all the holiday parties, Christmas parties, and New Year's Eve parties, and whatever else they know about. Better yet, some of them will even surprise you. Surprise you how? Surprise you by actually just hooking you up with some of the single women that they already know. Just because you're such a great guy. You are a great guy, right? Strategy number four. The party goer strategy. Now this piggybacks on strategy number three. Now what I'm telling you in this strategy is to go ahead and make a quality decision for the entire holiday season to stop doing your usual impersonation of a soldier in self-imposed quarantine. Make it your duty to get out of the house and stay out of the house. Don't turn down any holiday parties, Christmas parties, or New Year's Eve parties you get invited to. And also, make it your mission to hunt down as many more of them as you can find. you never know when or where you'll meet that woman. So get your partying on. Strategy number 5, the faith-based strategy. That's right. I'm suggesting exactly what you think I am. Make your church, your synagogue, or your place of worship your base of operations this season. If you're a believer in something higher than yourself, use this season as perfect timing to rediscover or reconnect to your faith. Attending the multitudes of faith-based functions, concerts, and services that are going on this time of year is the perfect scenario for you to meet someone. It's a win-win situation when you can reconnect with your spirituality at the same time as you're trying to connect with women. The advantages to meeting women like this is that you'll instantly have something in common that's very deep and very meaningful: your spiritual beliefs. Strategy number 6, the holiday break hangout strategy. What is the holiday break hangout strategy? Well, are you in college? Are you attending a school or university out of state and away from home? Do you have a dorm roommate, a friend, or fraternity brother that's going home for Christmas or New Year's? Then ask him if you could hang out with him when he goes home for the holidays. Who knows how many of his friends are attractive women? Or how many of his family or friends know some attractive women? Who knows how many big parties he'll get invited to once his friends know that their boy is back home on break? Who knows? I'll tell you who knows. You'll know if you use the holiday break hangout strategy. Besides, if you go to college out of town already, then you're no stranger to traveling. It could even be possible to meet someone on holiday break in a city that you could wind up moving to and starting your career in after you graduate. So you may have options to connect with someone and reconnect with someone here down the line. Strategy number 7, the mall domination strategy. The mall domination strategy is just what it says it is. Do some recon at the malls in your city. Pick the best ones, the ones with the most female traffic. Then, after you pick a mall to target, pick your base of operations within the mall very carefully. You want to pick the spot, the vantage point, where you can see as many women as possible without missing any of them. Now, this can be tricky, which is why your reconnaissance mission is of paramount importance. There are multiple entrances and exits in all malls, so these are not good spots for you to post up. Also, just aimlessly walking around the mall isn't good either. You may never meet the woman that'll make your socks roll up and down because she may be walking behind you all the while, or she may be walking so far ahead of you that you never see her. Here's what you do. First, go to the mall. Actually, go into a store or two and buy some things. Why? Because you wouldn't want to actually look like a guy out just hunting for women, would you? That's why you buy something. So you can be carrying a bag in your hand when you approach a woman. Think of it as a prop that can also double as a ready-made conversation starter. So after you've got your bag, pick a bench to sit on, or a place to stand, or a banister or whatever to lean against, and just relax. Don't move. Prepare to stay there for at least an hour. From this vantage point, you just keep your eyes open while you're talking on your cell phone, which is another prop, by the way. Pay attention to what stores most of the more attractive women are going into and choose somewhere nearby to set up your home base. Now, if after an hour you stop seeing the kind of women you want, or if you start seeing the same women over and over again, that's when you take your mission to the next level. Now, the next level in this case would, of course, be the next floor. That is, if the mall that you're in has more than one floor, of course. Regardless, as you watch the women go by, if you see one that you like, it's time for you to do some more shopping. Follow her until she picks a store to go into, and then you do the same. Then you can either strike up a conversation while you're inside with her, or you can talk to her as you're both about to leave out. Now, I already know what some of you guys are thinking. What do I talk to her about? The answer is, you talk to her about anything that's happening right then and there at that moment. Ask her her opinion of something in the store you want to buy for your sister or your mother. Ask her what perfume is popular now with women. Again, so you can get it for your mom, your sister, or maybe even your daughter if you have teenage girls. All you have to do, really, is smile and either ask her something, tell her something, or suggest something to her. The possibilities are really endless as to the amount of things that you can strike up a conversation with a woman about in a mall. So that's how you implement the mall domination strategy. Also, if things run dry for you at the mall that you're at, you can always move to another mall and see if you can accomplish your mission there. Also, another thing about malls, the days leading up to Christmas and the day after Christmas, you know, for those after Christmas sales. Now, those are the times that are much better for this kind of strategy than, say, something like Black Friday, you know, the day after Thanksgiving event. Because on that day, women are usually a lot more intense and focused on bargains than at other times. Not to say that you shouldn't be on the lookout for women on that day. It's just that the stress level is higher, and they're usually on a whole nother mission. They're too distracted by the sales, which will make your tactics for breaking the ice harder to pull off. But it can be done. Strategy number 8. The Bad Santa Strategy. What is the Bad Santa Strategy? Well, the Bad Santa Strategy is a new weapon in the Victory Unlimited battle plan arsenal. The Bad Santa Strategy is inspired by that old movie that Billy Bob Thornton made many years ago. The inspiration came not so much from the subject matter, but more so from the attitude. The idea behind this is to throw not a Christmas party and not a New Year's Eve party, but something in between. A Bad Santa party is a party thrown by you for all the single people who you can get to come. You throw it the day after Christmas, if you can. This is the perfect time for a party because most people are still off work, still feeling a little festive, and probably right on the verge of being bored out of their minds. Think about it. What do a lot of people do the day after Christmas, after they've returned all the bad gifts or taken advantage of some of those after Christmas sales? The answer is nothing. By throwing a Bad Santa party, you can take advantage of people's hectic holiday hangover by giving them something to do. The key to throwing this kind of party is to make it as irreverent or as non-traditional as you're comfortable with. In other words, if you were Santa and you had a list of naughty or nice ideas to attract women still in need of a way to blow off some steam from all the holiday stress, choose something naughty. Now, what that is for you, you'll have to be the judge. Also, Bad Santa parties usually work best at hotels or nightclubs. So, you may want to get with some single friends of yours, put some money together, rent a place, advertise it heavily, and throw the wildest party you can. Strategy number 9. The New Year's Eve party strategy. Now, this one is self-explanatory. Follow the same orders I just gave you in some of the other strategies. Find out about as many New Year's Eve parties as you can. Pick the one that you think will have the most women and go to that one. Now, understand, don't just go to that one. Just go to that one first. Then, after midnight, after you've met as many women as you can and gotten as many numbers as you can from that party, then take your mission on the road. Stay out all damn night if you have to. Bring in the morning of January 1st after having visited as many other parties as you could get to. One thing to keep in mind is that most women that you'll be meeting at all these New Year's Eve parties that come there alone will be on the same mission as you're on. They're out to meet somebody, somebody special. And that's you, right? So kick the new year off right, because they'll definitely be out there waiting for you. And strategy number 10, the everyday, everywhere strategy. This is another strategy that's self-explanatory that we tend to forget about it all the time. You can meet women everywhere. So make it your business to remember that. Always keep your eyes open in department stores, grocery stores, and a lot of other public places that you pass by or visit every day. There are so many great places that you can meet women just on your way home from work or from school that is mind-boggling. So there you have it, troops. The last Victory Unlimited show broadcast for the year. 10 strategies. 10 strategies for you to use to get you a girl before the holidays are over. Now, just in case that list went by a little too quick, let's recap. The 10 strategies are: number 1, the internet community strategy. Number 2, the programmer strategy. Number 3, the broadcast yourself strategy. Number 4, the party goer strategy. Number 5, the faith-based strategy. Number 6, the holiday break hangout strategy. Number 7, the mall domination strategy. Number 8, the bad Santa strategy. And number 9, the New Year's Eve party strategy. And number 10, the everyday, everywhere strategy. The everyday, everywhere strategy is the only strategy out of the 10 that you can take with you well into the new year and beyond. So the take-home message here is this. Until the holiday season is over with, you need to be in those streets like them yellow lines. Got it? You have your orders. You know what to do. So what are you waiting for? Let's go. This is Victory Unlimited, signing off. Always outnumbered, but never outgunned. Wishing you Godspeed. And no matter how many battles you fight, may your victories be unlimited.